Of course, our Love Chevy High School game of the week was BC entertaining Gilbert tonight for the region crown, and BC on top wins the game 35-18. And now we have Coach Sharpie on the line. Coach, congrats on the big win tonight, man.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, congratulations, region crown for you guys. So
yeah, that's special. It's only the second one, I think, in about 30 years, if I'm correct. I'm not for certain, but in the recent future, I know Coach Coleman won one around 2003 or 2004. So, yeah, we're feeling pretty good. I apologize. My voice is about gone.
Yeah, I saw you yelling at the children out there.
The children. It's like Malachi, Children of the Corn, the children.
So I got to ask you, first of all, great game. I really felt like you guys had a great defensive plan for Cook. You shut him down. But I thought the difference, other than the turnovers, I think, you know, Gilbert kind of shot themselves in the foot with two pick sixes and then a third one there to close the half out. But I thought the difference in the game really was the team speed. I mean, you guys have got some athletes on that football team.
We really do. We really do. And, you know, and when you try, one of the most difficult things is trying to get them all in the game. You know, today's players, if they're not in there all the time, they feel slighted. And then when you try to practice where you practice offense and defense, because, you know, our numbers and our size school, we just don't think it's advantageous to play kids on one side of the ball. And, of course, you know, hats off to Gilbert because they do. But you are right. We do have some speed out there, and we've got some guys standing on the sideline, Jim, that can really run too, that are young guys that, you know, that they're itching to get a chance to play too. So hopefully the coach won't screw it up.
Well, I tell you what, they can. Jimmy's and Joe's can make the X and O's look better a lot of times. I know that you don't know who your opponent is yet. I was looking at the brackets. Looks like it's going to be either Battery Creek or possibly Ridgeland Hardyville, whoever wins that game next week. But
I think May River, Jim's still in the mix too. You know, Rodney's down there now. It used to be over at Westwood, and I spoke to someone today, Coach Flig and Coach Cribb Flig down at Wade Hampton and Cribb at Bluffton. And they seem to think that May River still has a chance to get in.
Well, I think they will get in, but I think they're going to get in as a number three because they're playing Battery Creek right now. Now, we don't have a score on that, but if they beat Battery Creek, that fourth spot is going to come down to the Ridgeland-Hardyville Battery Creek game next week.
Okay.
So it would be one of those guys that you would face. Now, again, I don't know what the score is in Battery Creek, May River right now, but Battery Creek and Ridgeland-Hardyville are both 0-2 in region play right now.
What do you think a home playoff game would mean to the school, Sharpie? And we've had, at least four callers call in and just talking about, hey, finally a home playoff game for BC. That's got to be a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it is. It is a big deal. We have such a beautiful facility here, and we now have a lot of really good players. And we've actually had a lot of good players in the past. We just couldn't really seem to get the atmosphere around the team and get them together. But it sort of started coming together, I think, a couple years ago. Zeke Walker and that bunch, you know, Zeke's up in Indiana. I think they started believing that if maybe we just would listen to our coaches and work together and get in the weight room, we might have a chance to do something. And so it really goes back 2 or 3 years, and now to be able to have a home playoff game, I don't know, you know, when the last one was here, because prior to Coach Coleman in, I guess, the early 2000s, late 90s, they played all their games at airport. At District Stadium. So, yeah, I think this is going to be special to have a home playoff game. And if we can find a way to win that one, we're going to get another one.
Yeah, you'll get another one. And like I was saying, who knows what happens in that other bracket? You could end up getting a third one too, depending on who wins. Because if a number two winds up fighting through the other side, you could get a third game.
Yeah, that'd be something.
So, how did you feel about the officiating tonight? We had a few comments about that.
Well, you know how that goes. I've officials. I've tried to, even though I'm I'm 51 now. I've tried to say I've grown up a good bit in the last couple of years. I don't know if you remember that. Actually, that year Zeke was a senior, and we lost a close game at Midland Valley. And I made a comment about the Thistles walking off the field and did not know it was being recorded. And I got a pretty hefty fine. So, you know, I'm not going to say anything negative about those guys. I've learned my lesson. I know this. I know they try very hard.
Yeah.
I know it's very difficult, especially with offenses that are fast-paced, multiple formations. They're doing the best they can. We all think they miss calls for us, and that sometimes they're helping the other side. But the older I get, the more I realize, look, they don't care who wins the game. They're just trying to do their best.
So how proud were you of your son tonight?
Oh, I was proud of him. I was proud of all our players. Sometimes I probably don't give him as much praise as some of the other players, simply for the fact that you know how difficult that is sometimes. You're coaching your son. You don't want to show a lot of favoritism. So I had the opportunity to hug his neck real quickly after the game, and now he's headed off with his friends, I think, to the Waffle House, all the players. So
that's his meal, yeah. The Waffle House?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the meal of champions.
Yeah.
So, hey, speaking of that, you know, the best part about you guys winning tonight, right?
Well, it's better than losing. I know that.
Well, no, but that means you and I will be having breakfast in the morning.
Well, that's true. That's correct. At Compton's.
Yep.
So if anybody wants to come by there and raise the devil at me, they'll know where to find.
That's right.
They'll be happy with you, I think. I know, because when we talked early in the week. I mean, you know, I think you're a very honest guy. That's what I like. That's why I like talking to you. You're very transparent. You're not going to sit there and just sit at your desk and just feed me a bunch of BS in a bowl. I mean, you were like, you know, hey, Tim, you know, I hope we can stop Cook. I hope we can do this. You know, we feel like we have a defense. So, I mean, you know, and you guys went out there and did it tonight.
Yeah, well, we were very fortunate. Our guys played hard. But, you know, I can't say enough about what Coach Leapart has done over there at Gilbert.
Yeah.
You know, we always knew they had players, and they still got players coming. Their JV was a really good team the other night, and you can see they're well coached, and their quarterback is just a freshman. What a good operator. They got a good scheme, and then Coach Cagle on defense has done wonders with those guys. I mean, they're bringing stunts from all kinds of places and running twists up front. And so they've done a great job, and I'll tell you this. They finished second in our region. It would not surprise me at all if we end up having to play each other again in the playoffs.
Yeah, you could. I mean, they were 2-8 last year, and now 9-1. I mean, one heck of a turnaround, definitely.
Yeah. If Cook gets if he gets through and gets started, and he can lower his shoulder on you, he's as good as any back around. He just never really could get going. There weren't many holes for him to break into the secondary, and I watched him on film. I was at the Strom Thurman game, and some of the booms he put on some high school defensive backs, it really changed the momentum of the game. And so we were just fortunate that he never really got going. And I think a couple of injuries of some of the offensive linemen probably caused that. And so I hope they're all okay and that none of them are serious.
Yeah, as part of the game, the injuries. I know when Cook went out, I thought, because he walked past me and said it popped, and I was like, oh, man, you know, is he going to be done for the game? But I guess, I don't know what, I could have misheard him, but that's what it sounded like to me. But he's able to get back in there. Because you all, I mean, I don't know about you, but you always want your best players out there no matter what, you know, when you win. But appreciate you calling in, Coach. Hope you have yourself a good weekend, and congrats on the region crown, man.
Well, thank you all very much, and we always listen to your show, win or lose. To catch up with all the scores around the state. So, y'all keep doing what you do, and we really appreciate
it. Hey, now listen, hey, before you go, you got to tell your players now, because I had one of them come up to me on the sideline tonight and tell me to go over to Gilbert's side because we picked Gilbert to win that game. And I told him, I said, look, I did pick Gilbert, but I'm a BC fan. I'm pulling for BC, you know. We picked Gilbert because
you have to understand in the coaching profession that anytime someone – doubts you or chooses someone else, it's not an insult, but it's used as motivation.
Exactly.
We're going to put those things on the bulletin board if you say them.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, you should, too. I mean, that's what you do.
I graduated from Gilbert, so, I mean, I you know who I was pulling for tonight, but...
But, yeah, you know, and okay. Hey, listen, I did pick Gilbert in that game, but you saw where I was standing.
Where were you standing?
I was standing right beside you.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. All right, appreciate the call, Coach.
Y'all, So I'll get back to your show and have a good night. I'll see you at breakfast about 8 o'clock.
Let's say 8 o'clock. All right.